Welcome back to Master the Marketplace with eTales. Hi there and welcome to Master the Marketplace. Today we're going to talk about the coronavirus and give everyone a quick update on what's going on and how it's going to affect the retail world. So with me today, I have on the show two folks from eTales, Jed and Denise. So folks, why don't you introduce yourself, Jed?
I'm Jed Nelson. I'm the compliance manager here at eTails. I've been with eTails for almost 8 years in a number of different roles, the warehouse, customer success, and then for the last 3 years in compliance. I also serve as a captain in the artillery for the Washington Army National Guard.
Well, welcome to the show, Jed. And Denise, you want to tell people about yourself?
Yeah, I've been in the sourcing and design of textiles for about 30 years now. I've worked for large and small companies, sourcing all over the world. China, of course, was a big part of it, but not the only part. And I've sourced for companies like Victoria's Secret, Carter's Children's, and now I'm creating private brands for eTails.
Fantastic. Well, welcome, folks, to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the coronavirus and how that's affecting the retail world. So maybe to get started, let's just tell our listeners a little more about what is the coronavirus and how is it affecting the world today?
I'll go ahead and take this one. So the coronavirus started in China in the Wuhan province around in December. And since then, there's been a number of attempts to try to kind of quarantine it to keep it located in that region. However, despite the best efforts of government officials, it's now appeared in numerous countries, most recently with reports in Bahrain and Afghanistan as of this morning, with additional major outbreaks occurring in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. At a high level, what it's doing is it's affecting both trade in China, as they have a shortage right now of workers trying to get back to manufacturing facilities to be able to produce the products that are sold around the world, as well as stopping a lot of travel around the world, everything from air flights to freight. It's just having a harder time moving around.
Got it.
Yeah, and just to expand upon that, it's a cousin basically to the SARS virus, and it basically causes upper respiratory conditions like pneumonia and that sort of thing. And people at high risk would be people with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and that kind of thing, just underlying health risks. And about 80% of the cases are considered mild. About 14% are considered severe, and almost 5% considered critical. The death rate currently is about 2.9% within Wuhan, but across the rest of China is quite a bit lower than that.
Got it. And so this virus originated in China. It's getting to be more of a pandemic, you know, spreading globally. So how do you folks feel that this is going to affect the retail world, especially given China is the hub of manufacturing for the global world?
Well, from my point of view, it is going to have, at least for the next couple of months, it's going to have an impact for a lot of different reasons. But from my estimation, in talking to the manufacturers we're currently dealing with, about 65% of them are back to work. And the rest, it sounds like, will return to work on the 1st of March. So that's an additional 3 to 4 weeks, 3 weeks, really. Beyond what the Chinese New Year holiday was. And luckily, this happened around Chinese New Year, so a lot of importers, U.S. importers I'm talking about, would have planned for this. But if it goes on much longer, it will be a problem, a really big problem. And there are cascading problems that come from that. So, for example, things like the shipping lanes are going to get stacked up. So there could be product that's ready to go and shipments will get rolled to another week, or it could require what's called port chasing, meaning, okay, one port is full, you're going to have to go to another port. And there are restrictions related to where these truckers can go, the movement of people within China, just to try to stem the spread of this disease. So there are multiple layers to this. It starts with the manufacturing and the fact that there aren't enough workers back at work. And that's complicated by the fact that after Chinese New Year, roughly 10 to 15% of all workers don't return to work. And these are things that the manufacturing plants can count on, the 10 to 15%, but it's looking like it's going to be higher than that because of the of this illness.
Got it. Jed, anything to add to that?
The only thing I would add is air freight right now is almost non-existent or very, very, very expensive. Whenever mm-hmm. pilots fly to China, they're required to undergo a 2-week quarantine after that flight. So as you can guess, they're not able to fly very frequently. And as a result, those rates are very, very high, and that's not expected to go down anytime soon.
Got it. Got it. And then our, you know, of course, we at eTails, we work with a number of different brands. We incubate our own brands. Denise, are you seeing any issues right now with how we're sourcing or anything related to our brands at eTails specifically?
No, I'm not at this moment, but I do have concerns if this goes on another week or so. We had planned well, anticipating, obviously, like everybody does for Chinese New Year, since it happens every year. But I do anticipate that we will have delays in shipments coming out of China, things that we had placed and wanted to get exported around the end of February. Those things will now be roughly 1 month later. It's not critical to success for us at the moment, but for larger manufacturers, Walmarts or Amazon, who's doing direct business, this could be really critical for them because of the scale of their business and the fact that they're employing a sort of just-in-time method of manufacturing. It's even when you plan for Chinese New Year, a 3-week disruption in supply chain can be really critical.
Of course, yeah, it can be huge. And so then what should a brand, or how should a brand think about the situation? What can they do? How can they mitigate some of this? What recommendations or suggestions would you both have for just brands right now?
Well, in general, from my point of view, it's always wise to have your sourcing base diversified. And so that would mean not being in just one manufacturer. If you've got key items, like we have key items and most businesses do have, they are critical to success. So I would never recommend single sourcing them. And as much as it's possible, I would source them in multiple countries so that you've got other options if something like this were to happen. There could be, at this moment, for example, a lot of these manufacturers, thousands of them, are applying for certificates for force majeure, which is it's a clause that's in all terms and conditions, and it applies to things like floods and fires and earthquakes and just natural disasters. This qualifies as a natural disaster. So these manufacturers applying for the force majeure certificate means that they don't anticipate that they will be able to ship on time for sure, but maybe not at all. And so they're trying to get these certificates so that people like us can't go back to them and say, you didn't ship this on time. I need 25 cents off or a dollar off or whatever it is, or get them to air freight at their expense. So that leaves all of us with no option to get our product. And it sort of indemnifies the manufacturer from any liability. And that's happening as we speak.
Right. And then, Jed, just from your opinion, you know, you obviously manage risk for eTails, and this is one of those situations where, you know, did eTails have a risk management plan in place, or should a brand have a risk management plan in place? And of course, in this case, it happened, so now you have to recover from the disaster. But how should a brand think about recovering from this disaster as well as just managing risk in the future?
So for issues with stock, there's two things that you need to do. One is make sure you have enough inventory on hand to be able to deal with any kind of manufacturing delay. Right now it's the coronavirus, but it could be a flood, it could be a fire, it could be super high freight costs or a new tariff that goes into effect. If you have a decent amount of coverage, say about a month of coverage in stock already, you can avoid any disruption to your supply chain during that time. The second piece is being prepared to ship directly to your manufacturers. So a lot of companies, what they'll do is they'll manufacture in China, ship to their own warehouses, and then from their own warehouses, then distribute that to all their retailers. If they can cut out their own warehouses, they can cut that lead time and be able to reduce the amount of time they're out of stock. At eTails, we're doing this to be able to ship directly to Amazon. using Amazon's logistics, basically enabling us to take an entire container straight out of China into an FBA fulfillment center direct to customers.
Got it. And then, Denise, maybe a question for you. What other issues outside of just the supply chain, manufacturing, shipping will we see? You know, I know we talked about maybe travel would be disrupted or conference attendance may be disrupted. Mm-hmm. What else do you see globally that could be affected by something like this?
Well, the future is somewhat undetermined, I guess, or it's hard to predict what could happen. But at this point, certainly travel restrictions are a big deal, and it's going to affect the Chinese economy more than I can even imagine, I think. So trade fairs like the Canton Fair have been affected or will be affected. That's coming up in April. But even trade fairs within Italy have now been affected. So there are big trade fairs like Pitti Filati in Milan, which is coming up shortly. I believe it's been canceled, but I'd want to double check that. I mean, it's got a global effect, really. So, I mean, the Venice Carnival, part of the Venice Carnival, I guess the last few days of it have been canceled. Operas and soccer matches and, like I said, trade fairs. That's just Italy. And part of it is because there are something like 219 confirmed cases as of this morning. And that's the largest number of confirmed cases outside of China itself. So it's, while it will have a dramatic impact on the Chinese economy, at least short term, it's going to have a global impact. I mean, for another example, the Dow Jones was down almost 900 points, I believe, which is 3.1%. And the NASDAQ and the S&P, these are talking about futures. Mm-hmm. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were down that much. Same with S&P and NASDAQ. So it's really... It can have a really large effect, even though this virus is not considered as deadly as SARS was. It still is going to have a dramatic effect on what's going on in China right now. And luckily, I guess, or I don't know if it's lucky or not, but because of the trade wars, I have read that as much as 14% of products have been resourced out of China down into South Asia and Southeast Asia. So it could be that some companies are in better shape because of the trade wars than they would otherwise have been. What I'm saying is that the demand has decreased out of China because of the trade wars.
Got it. That makes sense. I mean, this is also a good segue, maybe, Jed, for you on just what's the government sort of doing about this? I mean, we're seeing stock markets getting affected, global travel being affected. Obviously, we've talked about the supply chain, manufacturing. What is the government doing? What should they do? What's your thought process there?
So right now, the governments are mostly focused on public safety. So they've quarantined, they've shut down shipping lanes. They're trying to help people avoid public areas. And as a result, they're not really focused on the economy and how this is impacting long term. I think as this begins to affect economies and potentially push us closer to fears of a recession, they're going to have to take direct action to start balancing the risk and the reward of it and decide, okay, what measures are actually going to help reduce the risk of this continuing to spread? How serious is the coronavirus? What methods does it use to spread? And as I identify those, hopefully then begin to release some of these restrictions to allow commerce to happen. If you can't manufacture your product, you can't ship your product, then you can't sell your product, and we're going to see shortages, and it's going to impact the economy and our daily lives.
Got it. Great.
There is one more thing. So the Chinese government downplayed it to begin with, but now they've even, the China National People's Congress annual meeting has been postponed. I assume just because they don't want it to spread, I suppose, within that organization, but they've also banned the consumption of wildlife. I don't even want to, I hesitate to say what kind of wildlife, but what I've read is things like bats and hedgehogs, which most of us cannot imagine consuming, but apparently they are consumed within China. And I think the reason for that is because they, like Jed was saying, they're uncertain of exactly the origin of this virus, but it does appear to have been animal to human transmission.
Right. Great. Well, I wanted to, you know, thank you folks for coming and giving this quick update on the coronavirus. Any last minute tips and tricks for sellers on the platform or on Amazon or other marketplaces? How should any last minute things that you want to say to brands out there?
Well, from my point of view, I think it's just it's just always wise to take the big picture and not look for necessarily, or not always look for the short-term gains of profit. When it comes to China, of course, their labor costs remain low relative to the rest of the world or parts of the world. And it is painful to make a move when trying to change supply chain origins. But I think if you expect to be in business long term, I think it's wise to diversify at least a portion of your sources, just so that you can avoid these kinds of problems. And, you know, it's painful. I've done it. I have lived this kind of thing, moving product from Asia to the Western Hemisphere, for example, and it, getting manufacturing plants up to speed is a problem. Sometimes even getting the materials, a lot of components are coming from China as well. But it, I think long term will secure your position in the market from a continuity point of view.
Anything from you, Jed?
Yeah. One piece of advice I'd give to brands is if you're facing issues, whether with the coronavirus or with other issues on Amazon or other marketplaces, it's worth it to enlist the help of experts. It's your brand at stake. So if you're in above your head or you're not quite sure what's happening, Amazon's taken down your account or restricted your listing, enlist experts to help you get it back up and continue to sell.
Great. Fantastic. That was a good tip. So that's it, folks. So wanted to give everyone a quick update on coronavirus and what you should be thinking about as this affects the world. We'll see you again very soon on another podcast with Kunal Yer from Master the Marketplace. Thank you. Bye-bye. Through conversations with experts in online retail with years of marketing, compliance, and inventory management experience, we seek to empower our listeners to master the marketplace. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you next time on Master the Marketplace with eTails.